Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Today's subject is the eyes, and we're talking to America's foremost integrative ophthalmologist. He's Dr. Robert Abel, author of The Eye Care Revolution, and he's got a great website at eyeadvisory.com. And we were talking about various eye problems and lifestyle factors that may impact them. But the book also talks about some of the really exciting new advances in conventional care for the eyes. What can people look forward to in coming years? Because we're starting to talk about stem cells. We're starting to talk about remarkable devices that help to restore vision to people who have been visually impaired or even, frankly, blind. Do you actually foresee that within the coming decade we're going to conquer some of these challenging eye problems?
Well, there's no question, and the question is how long and how quickly and how well developed they will be. But as you mentioned about high technology and nanotechnology, and I just want to go back to the fact that UV light is such a subtle destroyer of normal cellular tissue, such that it causes dry eyes, pinguecula, little yellow lumps on the side of the colored part of the eye on the front of the eye, pterygia, growths on the eye, dry eye, vitreous floaters. Why do people get floaters? Well, we say rubbing and leaning and bending, but I think it's the UV light. And it certainly causes macular holes, epiretinal membranes, and contributes to macular degeneration. I mean, for instance, mountain climbing guides who go over 7,000 feet are usually young men under 40 years of age. And over 7 years, they show many more mild drusen and deterioration changes in both the lens and the macula than their comparative equals. And the fact is, these are select athletes. People who go up in airplanes, pilots, have 60% more cataracts than normal. Hmm. And astronauts go up just once and have a 35% higher risk of cataract. Hmm. So even before you start anything, it's what's in front of your face will have a protective element. But there's no question we've changed in the land of cornea from a full-thickness corneal penetrating graft to just putting in a single layer of cells. And we have taken 21 congenital corneal diseases and identified the genetic component. So it is quite possible on the genetic level that we can introduce a virus that will contain a couple genes that could change the tissue, whether it's macular, diabetes, back of the cornea, etc.
And people needn't worry that this is a harmful virus. The virus is merely a vector or a carrier of the genetic information that then can be introduced into the cells of the eye so that the eye can begin producing the proteins that are necessary for repair and regeneration.
Correct. And it's already been done in color vision deficient individuals. Patients with Leber's optic neuropathy have caught early, and perhaps even in retinoblastoma, which is an early childhood tumor. So we know it is doable. The question, of course, is going to be, how expensive is it, and are insurance companies going to cover it, et cetera, et cetera. But that's why you flip back to the other side of the scale and say, well, how can we prevent this, because it's a lot cheaper and a lot less duress.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole problem with our healthcare system is that we're coming up with marvelous technology, but in the end, you know, how are we going to be able to afford these extraordinarily expensive medical interventions, these gadgets and medications that costs tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year? Ultimately, I think the answer is lifestyle and prevention. So let's turn to another important eye problem. And you mentioned, you talked a little bit about cataracts and preventing cataracts and preventing the damage that occurs to the eyes. Some people claim that there are supplements or eye drops that can actually dissolve cataracts or reverse cataracts. Do you agree with that, or do you think that cataracts can be prevented but not reversed using natural means?
I agree with that. And Mark Bevisharov in Russia published on this as early as 2002. But it's never appeared in the American literature. So about 2 years ago, I took 12 people with early cataracts, and two of them reversed their cataract, and one improved significantly.
Reversed the cataracts. Because I always had the impression that the opacity of the cataract, I mean, that it's a lens, basically, it's a clear lens that becomes cloudy, that's a little bit like the frying of, like egg white is mucus-like and transparent, but once you put it in the frying pan, you oxidize it, damage and cross-link the proteins, that, you know, game over. You can't, you know, restore it to its translucency. But you're saying that actually that to some extent, that it can be not just slowed, but actually reversed.
Well, these were two early cataracts, and cataracts are like the word love. It means a lot of things, and they're different levels.
Okay.
So most people who are told they have early cataracts, it is trivial. I mean, if you look at the pyramid, the bottom of the pyramid, most people are early cataract changes, and they can intervene.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a study with a few patients, and most of them ended up with a placebo because it was a blinded study. And half of them did improve over a six-month period of time. So what we've done is we ramped up the number of drops used per day in the people who didn't change, and we're going to see over a month period of time if we can get effective change in a shorter period of time.
And the ingredients of those drops?
There's no reason that we can't do something if it can penetrate through the eye.
Okay, some people, I think they talk about carnosine eye drops as being helpful for this.
Carnosine eye drops.
Okay.
Two amino acids.
Interesting. Okay, so hearing it from you, that has a lot of cred for me because I've heard the claims and I've been skeptical of claims, but you're saying that in early cataracts you've witnessed some regression of the cataracts using carnosine eye drops.
Correct.
Okay.
And the two companies that make it, or CAN-C is one, and Bright Eyes from Life Extension. Bright Eyes 3, but Bright Eyes. It's rather interesting because if you take a corticosteroid eye drop, or even if you take a corticosteroid inhaler, which increases cataracts, it does penetrate the eye. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason a topical drop, which is used for treating glaucoma as well, a topical drop specific for the lens, can't penetrate the eye and do something to stabilize those sulfhydryl bonds.
Hmm. Interesting. What are there any oral accoutrements to cataract treatment and prevention? You know, as with macular degeneration, very clearly there are formulas that can be used to slow that process. Some of the same things can be used for cataracts, or is it a different protocol?
Well, you stimulate my thinking in that regard, because the two most common antioxidants in the lens of the eye are vitamin C and glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is to take adequate levels of vitamin C, maybe 2,000 milligrams a day or more, and a glutathione booster, they will be providing it to the rest of the body, which will have a value as well as getting it into the eye. The problem with cataract is there's no nerves and no blood vessels that go to the lens, so it doesn't recover from the photooxygenation and the UV light that's going in there. So that you have to do it systemically or by eye drop to get enough in the aqueous circulating fluid to be a value.
So that might, for glutathione, that might be N-acetylcysteine or some type of bioavailable oral glutathione product.
MAC, MSM, alpha-lipoic, etc.
MSM being beneficial as well, because I think there are some DMSO studies with cataracts as well. And, of course, DMSO's got the problem of serious odor, and so maybe MSM might provide some of the same benefits.
Might scare the doctor away with a serious odor.
Exactly. And then, you know, then the patient might fare better, ultimately. So,
in 1975, there was a Middle East country. The number one cause of blindness was cataract. Number two was cornea. Number three was cataract surgery.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Everything is not without some risk, and that's why people have to evaluate it.
Exactly. And so cataract surgery is not to be undertaken lightly, although generally, you know, our techniques for doing it are less and less invasive, and it's pretty common in older individuals. It can go awry, so we want to forestall that for as long as possible. Another problem, just common problem, that I see, and I think there are some nutritional solutions, is ordinary dry eye. There are a lot of people who, especially women, at or near the time of menopause, who suffer from dry eye. What are some of the possible solutions for that problem?
Well, you know, it's sort of typical that people will treat all dry eyes the same. The tear film's made out of aqueous watery solution, the oils from the lid, and mucin from the conjunctival goblet cells. There are many different types of dry eyes. And one of the worst kinds is the person who comes in with a bag of drops who is actually chemically sensitized to the ammonia preservative that's in most of the eye drops.
Right, because they want to make sure that they're sterile because of the possibility of, God forbid, lawsuits
exactly.
And yada. So they put all kinds of additives in those things.
So you need to do a strip tear test to measure the aqueous level. You will find almost all people have enough watery tears. They just evaporate because the oils in the lids stink. They're all omega-6 in it.
Oh, okay.
So first thing they need to do is short-term treat it with a steroid or just plain artificial tears. Long-term, they need to bulk up on their omega-3s and check their diet. Avoid artificial sweeteners. Look at their home. Look at the vents above their bed because that's blowing dust out. People don't think to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
And the environmental causes. But there are many ways to treat it. We have mechanical ways of plugging the tear duct, putting in Lacrosert, etc.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great
that's a little thing that you put in your eye under the lid at night, and it dissolves and coats the eyeball, correct?
You can either do it at night or during the day because it lasts 16 to 18 hours.
Okay.
And it's extremely convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ruses that's out there is Restasis.
Oh, yeah, that's a very popular, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It takes 6 months for it to work.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's so special about it? You can use a bottle of saline and get some results right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very wary about the options and try them for yourselves.
Absolutely. What is your opinion of some of these so-called homeopathic eye drops? One popular brand is Similasan, and it's said to have homeopathic ingredients, which are helpful for various, not serious eye conditions, but for eye strain, for burning, for allergic eye problems. Do you like those products?
Well, I mean, I know a number of people use them and seem to like them. And I have to say, you know, in terms of the physical, you also have the emotional. And the emotional is more than just hoping that it works, that there is biochemical effects from things that are positive, including generosity and giving,
mm-hmm.
as you probably well know.
Mm-hmm.
And they found two genes for irritable bowel syndrome that are placebo genes. And the people who have that will respond positively with anything you give them. And the moral of the story is there's a lot that goes into symptomatology on dry eyes. People can fixate on it, or they don't have to fixate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And or if they discover some other things that help. So that the wetting agent and perhaps the homeopathic ingredients may be helpful. So I don't deny them. And I let people try it because they're going to find what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to look at the other aspects, too, to eradicate the bacteria with perhaps even a week of nightly antibiotic ointment, but not to be on doxycycline for the rest of their life because of a few staph in their eyelids.
Mm-hmm. The last time I talked to you, you had an interest in TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, for various eye problems. Do you still believe that there's efficacy of certain Chinese herbal formulas for eye diseases?
Well, we'll also include Ayurvedic solutions
okay.
as well. Because their concept is a man never crosses the same river twice. And so they don't put you on a drug despite your gender, age, and body type. They put you on a combination by their own perhaps semi-mythological, but semi-long-term understood principles. And then in 10 to 14 days, they change it because you change. And that's the secret. Small amounts of different things and change that combination as people change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's great value. For instance, Eyefolia or Trifola is great as a parasympathetomimetic, It relaxes people. Mm-hmm. It is good for glaucoma.
That's a traditional Ayurvedic formula. I guess it's TRIPHALA. I don't use it much, but I've heard it's beneficial.
And something called Tian Chi is a Chinese formula that I've seen people with chronic swelling in the retina that didn't respond to the other treatments dissolve away the blood and the retina flattens out. So there's no question there's things beyond our current knowledge, and we just need to be open to explore it. And if we as physicians are going to be the portal of entry into medicine, we need to be less exclusive and more inclusive.
Are there any other important areas in your book that you wanted to bring out in this interview? Unfortunately, we're a little limited on time, but I think we touched on some of the main areas.
Gal wrote a book on generosity, and it is very interesting about generosity and caring and how it actually improves and refurbishes ourselves. And certainly when you take a field like depression, and things that are offshoots of depression, often dry eye and glaucoma are associated with thin, depressive individuals, that you can actually get out of that mood and by being with someone else and doing something for someone else and developing a community. And as an extension of that, support groups are extremely helpful because you're talking to like-minded individuals who are not judgmental. And many times our colleagues, Dr. Hoffman, aren't really listening, and if they haven't experienced it, they tend to be negative about it, when we should really be open and let people have a trial if it's not going to be harmful.
So another way to summarize that sentiment is your eyes can't afford the luxury of negative thoughts.
Correct.
Because it will. I mean, they're delicate cells. They bathe in the same milieu as does the rest of your body, but they're particularly vulnerable to the effects of environment, poor nutrition, sunlight, smoke, stress, and the negative humors that circulate in your body when you're in a constant state of foul mood, hostility, and anger.
And if you want to add a couple things, is drinking filtered water.
Okay.
I believe that the chlorine and fluorine knocks the iodine off your thyroid hormone.
Right. You actually have a list. You have in the book you have Dr. Abel's A list, and you sort of simplify it, and you make a list of some of the path to healthy vision, some of the things that you ought to be doing, and you know, it's not just about taking a vitamin supplement. It's like a whole program, a whole lifestyle.
Well, people just sort of do it and initiate it in steps by themselves. Just like exercise, improves your circulation, your lymphatics, and good exercise, even walking 4 days a week, will lower your eye pressure as much as one of our glaucoma drops. So think of all the other additional benefits that are accrued, as well as not having one copay.
Absolutely. So today's Intelligent Medicine call to action vis-a-vis the eye care revolution. First of all, get the book. It's great. This is the third edition. It's revised and updated to include the latest alternative and conventional treatments. You can find it from all the usual sources. The author is today's guest, Dr. Robert Abel, A-B-E-L. And also, you have a website. Once again, it's eyeadvisory.com. Correct? What can people find there?
Well, they can find a lot of information about specific diseases. A little ballyhoo about me, but the fact is the reason to have that is to show that there's some experience there that is more than just my opinion. In the book, I tried to tell people what's my opinion versus what has been scientifically published.
And in addition, you're engaged in active practice in, is it Wilmington, Delaware?
Wilmington, Delaware.
In Wilmington, Delaware. And for listeners, they can look you up. The information is listed at your website, eyeadvisory.com, correct?
Correct. And there's a second website that will be operative on November 3rd, which is eyecomplexcs.com. And the goal is not just to tell people about an excellent eye medication, eye vitamin combination, but I have three tests, vision tests, with the first of my Abel's Health Essentials, which is like tips. Every month they're going to get new tips and health essentials that revolve around the eye, but also show the systemic implications of the eye and those kind of items in health.
Great. So it's www.icomplexcs, and the CS stands for clinical... Clinically significant. So it's, okay, icomplexcs.com. And there also you are developing a line of ocular supplements. The beta test, the first one, is going to be on macular degeneration.
Eye complex. The first one's going to be called Eye Complex CS.
Okay, so it's a general formula for eyes, not just restricted to macular degeneration, correct?
I mean, it covers macula, but it's a general formula. It's actually a multivitamin, because when you consider Centrum has so many items in it, consider the amount of these same items. The dosages are much greater with this. And one of the benchmarks for vision, Dr. Hoffman, is how quickly you recover from glare at night. And my clinical experience is within 5 seconds you'll recover from glare after even a few days of this stuff.
So you'll see the benefits.
So
there are tangible benefits that you can assess and monitor when you undertake a program like that. So that's great. All right, so lots of resources for people to pursue if you have eye problems. You can get a lot of information at eyeadvisory.com, and the new website will be eyecomplexcs.com. Or if you've got a challenging eye problem, you can go down and visit Dr. Abel in Wilmington, Delaware, because he is the man when it comes to integrative.
Well, you can just even email me, because most ophthalmologists are quite competent, so that the record can stand for itself. It's just that the options are usually not given, and I can do that over the phone or on the email.
Well, okay. That's very forthcoming of you. All right. So, well, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on this latest edition of the Eye Care Revolution and your new website, iComplexCS.com. Dr. Robert Abel, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman, for having this type of program. It opens up the insides of medicine and intelligent medical thinking to the public.
Well, we're just trying to get the word out, and you certainly embody the best of integrative thinking when it comes to eye care. So thanks again, and congratulations on your accomplishments. Dr. Robert Abel, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.